From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. More than 120 school districts remain closed today as a result of the floods, according to Texas education officials. In Houston, public schools, which normally serve 200,000 students, are not expected to open until sometime after Labor Day. The first day of school was supposed to have been 2 days ago. Meanwhile, dry schools, including those in nearby towns and cities, are opening their doors to evacuees. From the education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Harmony Charter Schools serve about 12,000 students in Houston, mostly from low-income families. CEO Soner Tarim expects most schools to open next Tuesday. He says it's too early to know how many students have been displaced.
Well, we know over several hundred parents already. We find out that their homes are flooded.
Some students forced from their homes will end up in neighboring districts, and state education funding will follow them. Esperanza Zendejas is superintendent of the Brownsville Independent School District, which has enrolled 8 new students since schools opened Monday. She expects more as roads become accessible.
Our doors are open for 1 week or 2 weeks or however long they need, but I think it's important that the children be in school.
Experts say school gives children a routine amidst all the upheaval and connects them with vital services like the free meals many low-income families count on. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.